Chapter 28. The planet was lost. Far below, its dirty brown clouds swallowed Orome. A cruiser-sized multicolored hunk of coral was closing fast with one of the unshielded cities. Oddly, it wasn't launching its fighters. Mara realized it just as Luke cried out over the comm unit, "It's going to ram!" Mara vectored aside, keeping one eye on her sensors. The massive alien ship slammed into the top of the helpless city, which already was caught by the downward pull of the Dovin Basal launched into its heart. The coral ship bounced away. Its smooth, lower surface showed no sign of stress, but the city lit it with a dazzling display of sparks and cascading gases. Mara's sensors also showed an ominous downward vector shift. Erdorf was pulling away, but not fast enough. Another flight of coral skippers vectored in. There seemed to be thousands of them. Luke veered off, and she followed. Yet another battle group had appeared out of hyperspace, and this time it came from the south, springing the trap on refugee ships that had fled the initial phase of this attack. Three cruiser-sized vessels, their broad red and green arms already deploying showers of coral skippers, were escorted by a dozen or more mid-size craft that looked like gunships. Luke pushed his X-Wing back toward the smaller flurry that was Erdorf's remaining defense force. Mara couldn't help watching behind, though. Erdorf still had its shields. Coral skippers soared in, splashing it with plasma. A Yuuzhan Vong force circled Buru. The city hadn't taken a Dovin Basal amidships yet, thanks to Admiral Watt's defenders. Mara's practiced eye spotted another X-Wing among them. A gunship-sized object separated itself from the Vong attack force, coming in low, spraying the city with gouts of brilliant plasma. "Breaking port," she called. "My sensors show a civilian shuttle launch off Buru. I'll escort." Luke soared off toward Anakin. Mara skimmed the city's surface, back toward the dock she'd left so unceremoniously. Someone had a lot of courage, launching this late in the show. Three small shuttles took off simultaneously, holding together in a row. "Shuttles," Mara transmitted. "This is Jade Shadow. I'll escort you to jump."
"Negative, jump," a voice crackled from her console. "We're headed planetside."
"That's suicide," Mara exclaimed. "They only want you for slaves or sacrifices. Come around to—"
The shuttle's pilots held to their course. Then Mara saw the triangular Corduro shipping insignia on the shuttle's aft surfaces. It looked as if Corduro, having done all it could to weaken Duro's defenses, was defecting to the Yuuzhan Vong en masse. In that case, they deserved what they had coming. Mara vectored aside, found herself facing a flight of coral skippers, and went to work. Jason bent over the Falcon's narrow first aid bunk. Though the deck bucked and tilted, Jaina applied a pair of Sluisi Grav Press bandage cuffs to Leia's legs, just above the knees, then connected them with the Falcon's medical databank.
"That should hold her until we can find a back-to-tank. I don't know about her legs, though."
Leia's eyes fluttered open.
"Jaina," she murmured. "Heard your voice. Thanks."
Jaina tucked a thermal blanket around Leia's shivering shoulders, then uncoiled a fluid drip and applied it to her bared arm.
"Jason did the hard part," she said gruffly.
Jason adjusted the bandage cuffs. Finely tuned micro-repulsor fields were already compressing the damaged arteries, even while they enhanced peripheral circulation to his mother's lower legs. Something just as invisible as the field, but warmer, flowed between his sister and mother. A deep understanding, a living connection.
"No. What you did," Leia managed. "Harder. Furious with me, but came back."
Jaina made a wry face, then bent to kiss her mother's cheek.
Lie still. We'll get you out of here.
But, Duro, Bespican...
We're evacuating, Jason said. What had happened to her other Nogri? Bespican? He asked. Leia's eyelids fell shut. Jason looked up at Jaina, worried.
There's a sedative in that drip, Jaina explained. Otherwise she'd roll down, crawl to the quad guns, and bleed to death.
In her voice, Jason heard heartfelt respect. Right, he said. If Bespican was alive on Duro, he pitied the Yuuzhan Vong. Then it's you and me for the guns.
Take a quad, Jaina exclaimed, flinging herself away from the bunk. I'll join Dad. Coral Skipper Derby three-way.
Mara, Luke, Duro Defense Force, this is the Millennium Falcon, escorting a big hauler. Last ship out of Gateway coming up at you.
Mara eyed her sensors. Vectoring south, accelerating ponderously, came a big block of a hauler, a smaller freight ship, and three YT-1300s. The lead freighter, the one that reflected no light, wove back and forth in a very unfreighterly fashion. Luke's voice. Han, is she all right? Han sounded tense.
She's hurt bad.
No surprise there, either. If Mara had felt it through the Force, Luke must have, too.
The kids are taking care of her, but...
What? Han's voice faded momentarily, then came back.
Can't talk. These haulers could use a few more escorts, though.
On our way.
Mara snapped off the comm and studied her sensors. Whether by skill or by solo luck, Han had herded his charges onto the vector that was seeing the least action. An enemy gunship appeared ahead of them, though. Almost instantly, the expected Dovin Basel anomaly appeared on Mara's sensors. She fired a storm of short bursts into it, loading it as heavily as possible. Not far to starboard, Luke's X-Wing took a run at the gunship. His guns linked to fire dual bursts, two from above, then two below, then a solid quad burst. The gunship swerved off course, ignoring the blocky transport to deal with its attackers. Mara pelted the Singularity, keeping its shields busy, decelerating to keep from being drawn in. As Luke set up for a second run, she spotted another X-Wing coming in behind him, but also a tetrahedral flight of coral skippers. Stars spun as Mara jinked her ship, evading plasma bursts, still concentrating her fire on that gunship. Sensors showed another anomaly coming up toward her, projected by the coral skippers to devour her shields.
Luke, she called softly. Anakin, this could be trouble.
I've got the skips, Uncle Luke, she heard.
One X-Wing altered course. Even from this distance, she sensed something flowing strong through the Force as Anakin, without hesitating, reached down deep with the utter calm of a warrior twice his age. His X-Wing bucked and spun, firing constantly. He took two skips before the other two realigned their molten projectile guns. From another vector, Luke's X-Wing dropped toward the gunship. She spotted the flare of a dual torp launch. The instant she knew the gunship couldn't swing its energy gullet into place and devour them, she broke off her attack, vectored high, and directed full power to her aft shields.
Got him!
Luke crowed. Then, more soberly, he called, Cargo hauler, is that your maximum acceleration? She didn't recognize the voice that answered, but she knew awe when she heard it.
Skywalker? That's you in the X-Wing? Right on you. Pour it on, hauler.
Yes, sir!
Mara's sensors showed an infinitesimal acceleration. Probably all the battered hauler could manage. Not far off this vector, a similar hauler plunged back toward Duro's cloud cover, tumbling slowly. Buru, too, was grappled in six places by objects that might be living ships, its shipyard arm already a web of twisted metal.
Another city, the one that had been rammed, now tilted, plainly falling toward a lower orbit. No more ships left its docks. A flotilla of Yuuzhan Vong followed alongside, and Mara's sensors told her they were using their own Dovin Basals to pull it farther down. All the Duros cities, except sluggish Erdorf, were in ruins. Mara clenched a fist. They were playing, showing off, not just overwhelming their victims, but taunting them. She bit her lip, wanting to slam a fist against her control panel. She opened her hand with an effort and thrust anger away. Anger was poison. She'd had poison enough in her system thanks to Nomanor, and there was one small life she still could save. If she guarded that, then her own life counted more than she could have believed possible. "Hang on," she said silently. "You picked a wild time to come into the galaxy." She crisscrossed Luke's path, presenting a confusing target. Now she understood why women willingly died for their children. One utterly helpless person depended on her for sustenance and safety. Silently, she promised that little one the fiercest defender he ever could need. "She," a soft voice said in her ear. Startled, Mara touched the earphone. No one else answered or asked Luke to clarify, so he was using the private channel. She touched a control, then muttered back, "Get out of my brain, Skywalker." But at the Luke place at the edge of her mind, she let him feel how glad she was to know he'd survived this catastrophe too. Then, startled, she caught a new sensation. And she knew. "Nope," she exclaimed. "It's he." The boxy hauler winked out of sight. Jason squeezed the upper quad gun's firing control once more, and another coral skipper exploded into multicolored shards. The Falcon rocked back and forth, giving him a clear view of another coral shower. Jaina's work from the cockpit. He could hear his dad's and sister's voices, pilot and co-pilot. The Falcon had never flown so wildly and well. Erdorf couldn't make hyperspace the way Droma's hauler had done, but it accelerated steadily away from Duro's orbital plane, and the Yuuzhan Vong were no longer pursuing. Maybe it could lose itself in the darkness between systems. "That's it," Han said. "We're breaking off. Good luck, Erdorf."
"Thank you, Falcon,"
a distant voice said in Jason's headset. Then Han again. "Jason, Jaina, secure the guns. Get ready to jump. We're taking her home." Jason complied, then belted down in the engineering section near C-3PO. From the cockpit, he heard Jaina announce,
"Anakin got another one."
"What's he up to? 11? 12? Han called.
"Don't know," Jaina said. "I'd better talk to Colonel Darklighter about that kid."
"Hey." Han's voice rose. "Luke, Mara, Anakin, you're the last force in system. Get out while you can."
"Right." That was Uncle Luke. "Break it off, Anakin."
"Good job." "Count on Anakin to be the last human to get out of Duro space alive," Jason reflected, but without jealousy. He'd found the balance between the Force's inner power and outward might. By giving himself, obedient, with no reservation, he became a walking, breathing, living sacrifice. "Maybe I caught that lightsaber after all, Uncle Luke." He sensed Jaina, sitting beside the familiar glimmer that had always been their dad. Stretching out, he faintly touched his brother's incandescent brilliance. Then Uncle Luke in his X-Wing, alongside Aunt Mara in the Jade Shadow. He paused there. Something was odd, different, about Aunt Mara. Not stale or fetid,
the way she'd felt when her disease seemed terminal. At this new depth, he felt her shine like a binary star. Then the Falcon hit hyperspace, extinguishing all those presences. Jason unbuckled and hurried down to check on his mother's wounds.